Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A recently hired sociology professor at Boston University is on the defensive. Syeda Grundy says her passion about issues related to race led to what she now calls indelicate comments in some of her recent tweets. But as WBUR's Fred Tice reports, Grundy is getting a lot of support on her new campus.
Syeda Grundy's troubles began when a website called SoCollege.com listed tweets she made in March and April. The one that got the most attention was one she made days after members of a University of Oklahoma fraternity were recorded making a chant using racist language to say they would never accept an African-American member. Grundy tweeted, "Why is white America so reluctant to identify white college males as a problem population?" The tweets led Boston University to issue a statement Monday. It said, "We're offended by such statements." By yesterday, BU's tone was more measured. BU President Robert Brown, in a letter to the BU community, reported that alumni and others, quote, have expressed the view that some of Dr. Grundy's comments are offensive and/or racist. Brown said, "We fully appreciate why many have reacted so strongly to her statements. We're disappointed and concerned by statements that reduce individuals to stereotypes." Brown went on to say, "I believe Dr. Grundy's remarks fit this characterization." The job at BU is Grundy's first faculty position. She received her PhD from the University of Michigan, which has one of the nation's top sociology programs, last year. The BU committee that chose her was impressed by the quality of her work. Sociology professor Nancy Ammerman, who served on that committee, predicts that Grundy will be a great teacher for people of all backgrounds, including white men, but recognizes that academics tweet at their own peril.
Twitter's hard, and many of us who are in the academy are trying to exercise some voice in social media, in Twitter, but we all know that it's very difficult to make a nuanced argument in 140 characters. And we know that the words we use can often be taken the wrong way when they're out in such a very public kind of forum.
Some BU students eagerly await Grundy. Jamie Magruder is one. As part of the People of Color Coalition at BU, she's helped to mount a Twitter campaign to support Grundy.
And we really, really hope that Professor Grundy can come to BU and hopefully maybe educate the largely white population if they decide to take her class and learn more about these issues and why her tweets were not racist.
As a black woman, Magruder knows what racism is. She grew up in Moss Bluff, a largely white area outside Lake Charles, Louisiana, before coming to BU.
Back home, I used to get, you know, beat up for being black. I was told in elementary school, nobody cares about black people. By other children, by white children. Like, this is something that, you know, students of color have to deal with. This is stuff that we grow up with. We're told from the beginning of our lives that, you know, we don't matter.
Magruder, a sophomore, says BU is a hard place for students like her, not a lot of black women as role models in the faculty. BU's student body is 3% black. Along with Emerson, Northeastern, and the Massachusetts College of Art and Design, BU has the lowest percentage of black students among large colleges and universities in Boston. For comparison, 10% of students at Amherst College are black. Even at UMass Amherst, 4% of students are black. BU freshman Marwa Syed of Salem has already signed up for Grundy's seminar next year on ethnic, race, and minority relations.
The thing that startled me was all these white males suddenly being worried about a professor grading them unfairly because of how they look. I wear hijab. I'm Muslim. I've had professors insinuate before that I was not able to be objective because of my religion, which is really insulting. I'm in biological anthropology, which relies heavily on evolution, and the stereotype is that religious people don't care about evolution or hate evolution. And so I've had certain people insinuate that I was unable to grasp science.
It's not just students of color who welcome Grundy's arrival. Jim Russell is sorry he won't be able to take a course with her. He's about to graduate.
When I first came to BU, I was like, I hit culture shock because I'm from Atlanta, and so like I hadn't ever been around so many white people in my whole life. Like, that was crazy for me, being like everyone looking like me was like a far out experience, and I like was really uncomfortable for a while because it's just not what I was used to.
Russell agrees with Grundy's most controversial tweet.
White males are a problematic population in college. If you're not at least aware and interested in like being open to understanding other people's vastly different life experiences as a white male, then you are part of a problem. And I think that everyone who is really offended by these, you know, comments that were said on Twitter clearly don't grasp that at all.
Grundy declined to be interviewed for this story, but yesterday she too issued a statement. It said, in part, in the past year alone, the inconvenient matter of race has made itself an unavoidable topic of discussion in our country. I regret that my personal passion about issues surrounding these events led me to speak about them indelicately. I'm committed to ensuring that my classroom is a space where all students are welcomed. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.